Freeways, once seen as a great equalizer in providing mobility for everyone, have more recently become viewed through another, more critical lens as an important factor in the economic stratification of our society.
We see in Sonoma County and around the state the suburbanization of poverty. We see it with the springs outside of Sonoma, Boys Hot Springs, El Verano, with the river, with Cloverdale. People move there because they can afford the housing, but then they can't get to work and to jobs.
Susan Shaw is the executive director of the North Bay Organizing Project, based in Santa Rosa. She adds that the roadways themselves have also exacerbated the creation of pockets of poverty.
Transit and development are linked. Historically, the way that highways have been put in has actually created poverty, isolated communities, and cut people off from access. Santa Rosa is a good example. There's a freeway that goes right through the middle of the city that actually cuts off neighborhoods from access to the institutions that provide opportunity and service.
One antidote to this is affordable public transportation, most basically local buses. And when county supervisors adopted a trial program to give free bus passes to students and veterans last year, Shaw says it had an immediate effect.
Ridership on Sonoma County Transit is up 33% among college students because of this free student transit pass. So it's obviously increasing access for people who need it to school. A side benefit is it reduces car trips, so it contributes to the reduction of greenhouse gases.
Pamela Wenzel, who just graduated from Sonoma State, says those passes were critical to her academic accomplishment.
Being able to have a dependable, easily accessible public transit system in the form of buses, you know, that allowed me to not have to stress about having a really unreliable vehicle, and I knew I could always count on the bus to consistently get me to class, and having that attendance really allowed me to thrive in that environment.
This was in spite of the fact that she had to allow an hour's travel time each way to get from her home in Santa Rosa to the university campus in Rohnert Park.
That's definitely something that we should address, but when you have to choose between taking an hour to commute or not having a car to get you there, having that public transportation really means surviving or not in school.
But Susan Shaw notes there are still many others in the county for whom the bus system remains entirely out of reach.
There's a lot of students in the Springs who get bused to Dunham School in Glen Ellen because the enrollment was down and it's part of the district. And they had overflow in El Verano and Boys Hot Springs, so they're busing kids to that school. But the parents have no way to get there. The buses don't run frequently enough or near enough to the school so that mothers, for instance, can go and help in the classroom.
And there is one other benefit of shared public transit that Shaw notes is often overlooked.
If I'm riding the bus with everybody else, or I'm riding a train with everybody else, we're all in it together, and it creates a stronger sense of community. And we really have to do that if we're going to have a future as humanity together.
This is just one aspect of the far wider issue now being termed transportation justice. We'll look at it in broader terms on our next report. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.